Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. My name is Roger Z. I'm your host. This reminds me of growing up when I was 13 years old. I used to watch this show on VHF TV or UHF. It's called Disco Teen. It used to have live music. I loved it. Zachary was the DJ of that. Any of you remember Zachary? He used to present Chiller Theater. Anyway, tonight, my special guest, he's actually been here before, Andrew Bordeaux.
Hey, good to see you.
How you doing?
Not bad.
Now, I know we got some special people in the audience today because it's a special occasion.
True, yeah. My mom and dad are here with my little sister because it's their 27th wedding anniversary. So, family's hanging out today.
That's nice. I'm going to restrain myself. Okay, well, that's terrific. I'm glad to have you in the audience. So, Andrew, we had you on the show with...
The track.
The second track.
Yeah, the second iteration, yeah.
Of the track. And I know right after that show, you were supposed to do a gig up at 12 Grapes.
Yeah.
I know it's one of those lucky things where you call the club and they have nothing for a year, but someone canceled that weekend.
True, yeah. Rich and Gene are just so fantastic up at 12 Grapes. It's a great space. We had so much fun. It's just a great room. It's also nice having a back line there, so everything's in place. We just show up and rock out.
Did you a Friday, a Saturday?
I don't remember. We've done, I believe, a Friday and a Saturday, if I'm not mistaken, since... last time I saw you.
Oh, that's awesome. So you're on the rotation.
I guess we're on the list.
Yeah. That's the hardest thing. Get on the rotation. But you're also involved closer to White Plains with Lucy's in Pleasantville.
Yep.
Talk to us about that.
Oh, I guess that's the main it's the main raison d'etre right now. It's the thing I work the hardest at. It's the Thursday night rock jam that we do there. They have music from Monday to Saturday, Friday and Saturday bands, and Petey Hop does the Monday night open mic. Will Van Cise and his crew do the Tuesday night R&B jam. They have solo performers Wednesdays, and then Thursdays we come in and do the rock jam.
Now that's interesting. How does a rock jam work?
I've never really been to too many other rock jams, which is sort of a blessing and a curse. So the way we try to go about it is we open up with the house band set for a little while, and then we bring up jammers and we get people in groups to talk about the songs that they know. Once you put your name on the list, it's an opportunity to talk to the people near you on the list and see if anybody has common ground with songs that they know, and we try to get up two guitar players, singer, bass player, drummer, and do that all night.
Do you have any songs that are banned from the list, such as Mustang Sally?
Mustang Sally, I mean, lately whenever I hear that song, I just pretend I don't know it. But I guess now that I'm telling you that I pretend I don't know it, people know I know it.
Well, I'm not sure how many people will know that, but... But I mean... Well, what are common songs that they would play at a rock jam?
Well, the song we just banned, it was ceremonious. We got a lot of people on stage for it. We banned Mary Jane's Last Dance, which is that great Tom Petty song. I love it. But
I didn't know that was such a popular song.
It really is, because it's one of the easiest to get through. You just call the three chords in the beginning and the two chords in the chorus, and... everybody seems to have gotten into it. Maybe it's a Lucy's thing, but...
Okay. I know Lucy's thing, they do a Queen thing, Fat Bottom Girl.
Mm. Yes.
That gets done a lot?
I've heard stories about that song getting done.
Okay, so you banned that one. What else comes up a lot?
Let's see. I mean, there's a couple Clapton tunes that come up. We end up doing a lot of Police tunes, which is cool.
Wow. But you have to sing really high to do that.
Well, we've been lucky enough to have Tito Wilson on drums in the house band, who's just got an amazing voice. He could hit almost any note we want him to, and we get really talented musicians who come through. We've been really blessed with that. So we get through songs that you probably shouldn't be able to get through in a rock jam.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I was thinking you'd probably get a lot of Born to Be Wild, but maybe not.
You know,
it
not,
might be too old.
Not yet.
Cool. Now, do you get a lot of full bands coming down who...
We do, and I guess I misspoke because it's the Rock Jam and Showcase. So we get full bands that'll, you know, email one of the house band members a few days beforehand to let us know, hey, you know, we're driving down from Poughkeepsie and we're bringing our wares, or even bands around here come by, and we try to get them up right after the house band set.
Cool. So the track is the hosting band, or
yes.
part of the track?
The track proper, second iteration, would be considered the hosting band, and that's...
Who's in that?
That's me and Rich Kelly and Chris Burke, who was here with us last time. We had Matt Norris on drums last time we were here, but Tito Wilson usually does the majority of the drumming for the jam.
See, most people who are not musicians get confused how bands could have different people at different shows.
Right.
And what I explain is usually there's a common vocabulary, sort of common songs that people of a certain age group know.
Right.
And it's fairly easy, if you're a good musician, to pull one out and put someone else in.
True.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think that's a fair statement for a lot of the pickup gigs that end up happening. And even getting through the jam, there's maybe a 100 song vernacular that we just we pull from and have a good time with.
You know what would be great? A thought just came to me is on the Lucy's website for your jam, have a link to a list,
right,
of recommended songs.
That's actually not a bad idea. Have some lyrics up too, maybe. Well,
that'd be perfect.
Links to other people's lyrics. I don't know about the legal ramifications. But,
well, you know, it's real interesting because I look up lyrics because I'm always learning new songs. And the new gimmick they do now is they don't put the lyrics in HTML. They put them in an image so you can't highlight them and copy them. So you ready to play some tunes for us today?
Sure, I'd love to.
Why don't you grab that axe?
Okay.
Careful while you walk with your wire.
Yeah. Let's whoop double mic.
There you go.
Check it.
Well, you don't want to buy the DVD and hear yourself out of tune. That's
Spare
for sure.
Everyone from the doing everyone a favor. Okay. Now I'm talking into this. Simon Says. Yeah.
silence is cold. Don't be surprised if you find that it's hard to console. Comfort was fleeting.
Horseshoes and hand grenades. Crystal.
nice. I think you can turn that into a Christmas song.
I don't know, I get the sleigh bells going in the background.
Because it sounds like you said, coming in to Christmas. It was coming into Crystal.
Yeah.
You make more money coming into Christmas.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah, let's do another.
All right, cool.
This song is called The Fallout. It's all about Arizona.
Some of those songs sounded like there were band parts waiting to drop in.
Yeah. A couple of those songs do make it to the track or repertoire.
Cool. Cool. So how is the music business treating you these days?
so far, so good. I just started, I've been playing violin since I was 6 years old, but, I didn't play out before I went away to college. I went to Boston and came back, and I just really got into the music scene early 2008. So, almost 2 years I've been, out there. First started going to Gary Schwartz's Blues Jam at O'Malley's in Mount Kisco when they were doing that there. Now they're at 353 down the street, and just met some really great musicians and started doing my own open mic, and then started doing the jam at Lucy's. And so I'm loving it. I'm loving meeting new people. I'm loving playing new songs. I'm loving learning other people's songs. And
that's awesome. So now you say violin. Did you study classical violin or country violin?
I studied classical from age 6 all the way through till college. I had 2 to 3 teachers at a time sometimes. And
wow.
Really, it was a really intense thing, but I loved it so much.
And why did you kind of change direction?
That's a good question. I think I liked doing a lot of different things. I liked playing guitar. I liked recording music. I liked writing songs. I would write songs for orchestra, and then, later that night I'd go write a song to sing and play guitar to. So I could never really give classical music the sort of focus it requires to directionally become one of those orchestral players. I had a breadth of things I wanted to do.
A friend of mine's sister is like first violinist in an orchestra out west, but it's becoming more and more difficult. I mean, the financial crisis has hit the orchestras badly, and it's pretty hard to be a full-time classical player at this point. So normally at this point in the show, I ask you the canned questions.
All right,
bring them. Are you ready for them?
Bring them.
3 CDs you would bring to a desert island.
3 CDs. The first one would be Bjork debut. The second one would be Jimi Hendrix, Are You Experienced? And the third would have to be Yo-Yo Ma's recording of the Bach cello suites.
Very interesting. That is a wide range of music.
There's something in there for every mood, so hopefully carry
That's
me
good.
Until...
And you actually prepared. Thank you. Thank you very much. So, your last name is Bordeaux. You play the violin. For some reason, conjures up Louisiana. Is your family from the South? Or?
My dad is from St. Louis, and my mom's from the British West Indies. So not,
So completely wrong. Just say that.
I'd like to think. I'd like to romanticize the idea of Louisiana, Cajun, that experience.
So let's move on to question number 2, which is, if you could replace a member in any band with members living or dead, or if you were going to have a night at Madison Square Garden where you could do a number of shows with any musicians living or dead,
okay,
who would you want to play with?
Whew, okay. I mean, this one changes every day. This is one you can't really prepare, or some people can. Today, I'd want Carter Beauford from the Dave Matthews Band on drums, because I've just seen them so many times, and his drumming is amazing each and every time. So there's something to be said for that consistency. On bass, I mean, you can't really go wrong if you've got Victor Wooten in there. Who do I want to play guitar with? I'd like to play with John Mayer. I'd like him to be playing guitar with me while I'm playing guitar and watch how he's handling changes and take notes.
Anybody keyboards?
I've never been much for keyboards personally, but having Dr. John there would be pretty cool. I think he brings such an organic vibe to every song he plays. It's very cool.
You know, I read something weird about him. He was originally a guitar player and got shot in the hand.
Whoa.
And then became a keyboard player. And I'm not getting it. I mean, if you know, most guitar players don't use their right hand for more than...
Yeah.
I just don't get it, but maybe it's just a made-up story to make him look good.
There's only one way to find out. We're going to have to find him. Hold him down.
That's a fascinating pick. John Mayer, I recently got his live album he did a couple of years ago. Oh my God, can that guy play?
He really can. I think it's so great to be able to fuse blues music and popular music and find a way to take all those inspirations, including Stevie Ray Vaughan, and still end up on the radio. So
I'm going to put it crassly. He's taken the blues and mixed it with chick music, and it just works.
It sells. It sells seats, and good for him.
He's just great. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Of course, we got to do part two.
All right.
Any closing words you want to, anything you want to express?
Let's see. I've got a couple shows coming up.
You got 20 seconds. Shoot them out.
20 seconds. On October 14th, I don't know if this will air by then, but I'll be at North Star, which is a fantastic restaurant in Pound Ridge. Great energy there. And then on the 16th of October, I'll be at Opus 465 in Armonk. Also a very fun place with great food.
Thank you so much.
We're done.
Cool.